we got to get on to the appointment, but that is exactly what we wanted to hear. I mean, so you came into this thing with, you know, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I'm asking you, correct me if I'm wrong. You did not have years of experience in insurance, you hadn't made a six-figure income before, you weren't a super successful commissioned salesperson, and you didn't have $20,000 to throw around when you got started. I mean, were you just running appointments across the street from your house when we got started?
No. No, I was driving about anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hours to my appointments one way. I'd get home about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember talking to Patrick at that time, so Patrick was up with me. But yeah, I didn't have him in my backyard. I had to wait about 6 months before that happened.
About 6 months.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a breed, Rudy. You are a special breed. Has it been worth it? I mean, that's a lot of miles you put on that car.
I have a new one.
Okay. All right, well, you know, we're on side two of the tape. I think it's time to give some guys... Now, what do you think? Is the work the phone? Is the work the appointment? Where do you earn your money?
Where do I earn my money?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's pretty easy to me. It's pretty easy. If you'd ask me what's tougher, I mean, I guess the appointment, because you spend a little bit more time there. But it's very simple. I mean, these people send this letter back requesting insurance, and we're check collectors. We go explain the program, fill out the application, and collect their check. Pretty simple. I mean, yeah, you're not going to collect a check in every house, but I mean, you've got other leads. You've got other people to go see. It's not work to me, I don't think. I mean, I don't track the hours I work or anything like that. I have fun. I enjoy running into different situations and different people. I mean, that's...
All right, so, I mean, take us from the phone call to the appointment. What do you do between hanging up the phone and, you know, knocking on their front door so that we'll be prepared when we enter the house?
Well, before I walk out of my car, or as I'm walking out of my car, I say to myself, I'm going to put on a show because we're acting. I'm an actor, you can say. As soon as I'm walking out, just so that you have the right attitude. I mean, I walked into an appointment and, you know, you've got a frown on your face and the attitude's not right. So I just learned that if I say that every time I'm going to get off my car, at least I have a smile on my face because I'm laughing at myself, you know. So I get off my car and I say I'm going to put on a show, walk onto the door, ring the doorbell, the knock or whatever. As soon as they open the door, doesn't matter who opens it, I'm extending my hand out to shake their hand and I'm walking in. I mean, they've already invited me. I'm not going to wait out there with my hands crossed and say, well, you know, my hands in my pocket and say, oh, well, I'm Rudy. We had an appointment today at 7. No, I mean, that's not the right attitude. I'm walking. I knock on the door. They open the door. As soon as they open the door, I'm walking in. Stepping in with my hand extended. I'm Rudy Solis. Nice to meet you. And, you know, if I have something good to say about their car, their house, their landscaping, something, I say it. If I have nothing good to say, I don't say a thing. I don't compliment anything other than their house or their car. I just kept it simple for myself because if I start talking about their family, like, oh, that's a nice family picture, that conversation could go on for like an hour. I mean, yeah, that's my daughter that works in Baltimore. She's a registered nurse, and that's my son that's in Iraq, and oh, my God. I mean, I don't want to get into that. We try to make this as efficient as possible. So it's a business meeting. I say something about their house or their car because I know it's going to be short. I say, oh, that's a nice Chevy. I mean, you know, the color's nice. I like it. Oh, yeah, I bought it last year. Okay. You know, I'll find a table. I'll say, I'm already walking towards the table, and I say, can we use the table? I mean, I'm already there. So, of course, they're going to say, yeah. Sometimes they clean it up. Sometimes they don't. I don't care. And my whole attitude is, you know, you're there to help them out. I find a table. I say, you know, can we use a table? I'm already there. It doesn't matter if it's clean or not. I mean, I set up shop. I tell my agents, just walk in there and set up shop. Act like you own the place. I mean, I walk in there, I find a chair that I like. You know, if it's the biggest, most comfortable chair, that's the one I'm getting.
Dr. Rudy.
That's the one I'm getting. You know, I'm the man of the house for those 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. And I walk in there, sit down, and I take my laptop out of its case, put it to my left. I put my I walk around with that gray little folder kind of deal that we got at the convention. Y'all that didn't go, I mean, y'all didn't get any, but those are pretty nice.
Says NAA on the front, right?
Right.
What do you have crammed in that thing?
I've got brochures, the financial integrity form. I don't take that out unless they ask for it. And I've got the lead, and I've got applications. Of course, I've got the supplemental forms if I'm in need of arthritis, military, aviation, diabetes, children's insurance, rider, stuff like that. So basically,
if that binder breaks, I'll go ahead and foot the bill and spring for a new one for you.
What's that?
If that $2 binder, that notebook breaks, I'll get you a new one.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's the magic.
No, I mean, that's not what it is, but that's what I use. You know, I set up shop on my left, bring out my gray little folder, set it to my right, reach in there, bring out the lead. I have the lead paper clip to two applications already, ready to go for them. I bring out the applications, take the paper clip off. I open up the first application to the first page, crease it, have it ready to write on, put the HIPAA form on top, and then on top of that, I put the lead. And basically, I turn it around so they can look at the lead right side up. And I say, I start off by saying, you know, just to bring us up to speed here, by you sending this letter back, I assume that you care about the family, and you care about the family having a paid-for place to live in if something were to happen to either one of you. Now, I pause for a little bit, let it sink in. If I see, like, their eyes glossy, watery, I know that that's the effect that I wanted it to have on them. And then I say, now I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to go over your program and get you qualified. Now I've got a 2-hour presentation, and I've got a 10-minute presentation. Which one do you want to hear? And of course, it seems like this is a joke. Every time I say it, they just bust out laughing. They just bust out laughing. They're like, oh, you're joking, right, or whatever. Like, which
anybody
one do you want?
Ever asked for the 2-hour presentation?
No, I had one lady ask me, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, yeah, if it takes me 2 hours to go over the charts, graphs, you know, financial information as far as the company that we're going to use for this underwriting and stuff like that, I was like, or in 10 minutes I can cover what the program is, what it does, how it's going to benefit you, and how it works. So now they're really going to say 10 minutes. So it's basically it. Once they say 10 minutes, I say, okay, well, this is a letter that you sent back. And on the top part, you know, it says your lender is, you originated the loan with Wells Fargo for like $120,000. And basically, this first paragraph here states that due to the fact that you refinanced or you bought a house recently, we can put this coverage in place without any medical exam. No needles in your arm, no sample. We're not going to get a sample, take a urine sample, nothing like that. Basically, we can issue this program based on your word, which is important. The only thing that the underwriting company will do is check to see what other insurance companies know about you. So, Patrick, if you say, man, Rudy, I'm healthy, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm not taking any medication, never taking any, and like 5 other insurance companies have declined you, then that'll throw up a red flag. It'll be a cause for investigation with your doctor, and it'll just prolong the process. And I mean, just be truthful and we'll avoid all those issues, okay? And they all say okay. And then I go to the first bullet point. First bullet point states that if you should die, the house is paid off. It doesn't matter how it happens. Doesn't matter how you go. The full amount will be paid out. Now, it's irrelevant to the company whether it happens tomorrow, Patrick, or if it happens 15 years from now, the full amount will be paid out. And I circle the full amount on the top of the lead card, which is $120,000. I'm like out of breath here.
Oh, man, you're doing great. Do you want me to interact with you, or you just want to keep going?
Well,
do you want me to play the client? I mean, I'm just going to sit here and blink because your clients don't say anything, do they?
Most of them don't until I'm done.
All right, I'll go ahead and be the client then, and I'll be the best damn client you've ever had.
All right, and when, you know, I say it's irrelevant to the company whether it happens, you know, tomorrow, if it happens 15 years from now, the full amount will be paid out, which is $120,000. Does that make sense, Patrick and Susie?
Yeah.
Okay. Next bullet point states that if you should become disabled, then we'll make the monthly mortgage payments for you. We'll make the monthly mortgage payments for you up to 2 years if you should become disabled due to injury or illness. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next bullet point states that if you should become unemployed, then you don't have to pay for your policy premium, and your policy still remains in effect for you. Like, another way to put it, Susie and Patrick, is, I mean, if you lose your job, you're probably going to lose the benefits at work, but you won't lose these. Does that make sense?
So if I become unemployed, this will make my house payment for me?
No. Basically, you don't pay for your program. Still pay for the house, not the program. Does that make sense?
Oh, man. So you don't have a plan that would pay for my house for me?
It's called welfare. Nah, I'm playing. I don't say that.
But clients do ask you this, don't they?
They do ask me that. I say, no, that's not what this does. I keep going. I say, no, it's not. I mean, it's not part of this program. It's basically, you don't have to pay for your program, but you do make your house payment.
Okay.
It's like a little readjustment benefit. I mean, if you lose your job, you're not going to be working for a while. You're not going to be making any money. I mean, the first thing you try to do is get rid of bills. I mean, the reason why we do that is so you won't have to lose your coverage. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I got it.
I mean, I don't want to confuse you or anything. I want to make sure everything's clear. Am I making sense, or am I just, confusing you?
No, you're doing a good job, Rudy. I just wanted to. I was hoping it would do that, but I understand.
Okay, no problem. Last feature, basically, is a return of premium. If nothing happens, then you get all your money back. I mean, there's actually, Patrick and Susie, if you really look at it, there's only two things that can happen. Either you use this benefit or you don't. But if you don't, you don't lose anything. Get all your money back. You know what I get at that time when I say that? Like 75% of the time, they're like, well, it's like a savings plan. Like, yeah, it's like a savings plan.
That's like a savings plan.
It's like a savings plan, yeah. Yeah, basically, I mean, if nothing happens, you get all your money back, every penny that you put into it. And then at this point, I'm opening up my laptop. I'm getting ready to tell them how much of the program's going to be. I didn't ask them if they had any questions. I mean, if they have questions, they'll ask me. But I open up the laptop and getting ready to turn it on, getting ready to give them their quotes. And I usually say something off the wall, stupid. I'm like, Patrick and Susie, I mean, how long have y'all lived here in, where do you live, Centerville? How long have y'all lived here in Centerville? I mean, we are in Centerville, right? I'm lost. I mean, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, we'll just move down here tomorrow, and down here in Texas. And, it looks like you got a price for us.
Patrick, your program's going to be $95 a month, and Susie is going to be $85 a month. Now, Patrick, who do you want to leave this to when you die? To Susie and the kids?
Yes,
Susie.
I'm already writing. Even before they said yes, I'm already writing. Patrick, do you know your driver's license number?
I have my wallet here. Let me get it.
Okay. What's your social?
1234567 89.
What are your children's names?
Riley, Reagan, Finian, Magdalene, and Mary.
Okay. All evenly. How do you want to do this? I mean, you want Susie to receive the benefit, and then if Susie's not around, I mean, if something happens in an accident and something happens to both of you, You want your kids to be like secondary beneficiaries, or you just want them to be all included with Susie?
No,
I like the way where you said where they're secondary.
Okay, no problem. I'm already filling out the app. I mean, I'll need the address to where you send your mortgage payments. I need the phone number and address of where, of your doc, personal physicians, and I'll need all the medications that you're on.
Susie, can you go get this for us? Okay. Hey, Rudy, while she's going to get those, do we both have to get the plan? Because I don't know if we can swing that much money.
Well, you don't both have to do it, Patrick. I mean, if you ask me, I would advise you to do it. Because Susie doesn't work, does she? I mean,
she takes care of the kids.
She takes care of, I mean, she doesn't work outside the house. Let me put that way.
Harder than I do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basically, I mean, a lot of people decide just to cover the husband. In this case, I mean, you're the one that's making money. If something happens to you, it'd be a lot harder on the family economically if you go than if Susie goes. But the thing about it is, what people don't realize is that you actually need to cover your wife. Let me tell you why. I mean, if something happens to Susie, you just tell me she works pretty hard in the house, right? I mean, who's gonna do her job if something happens to Susie? You're gonna go find a Sancha like we do it, like we say down here in Texas.
Oh yeah. That's gonna cost me some money.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. I mean, that's the reason why we need to cover both of you. And I just assume it's gonna happen. I mean, I just told him why he needs to. And I assume that I assume that Patrick understands why he has to cover Susie. So I just write on the app. I mean, these applications are free. Write Susie's information down, too.
You mean if you have to ball up the app when you get home, you don't have to pay?
No, what I do is I get in the car and I just throw it down on the floor mat, on top of a floor mat. You know, I just throw it there, and I let everybody step on it.
What? You got a messy car then?
No. I mean, just until I have to. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Patrick, to go work out, and sometimes I have a buddy going with me, so he gets to step on all the applications from the night before.
So you just make, I mean, you just make it, you assume that when he brings up this objection, or maybe she does, that really they want to get it, they just need to kind of be coached into why it's important, and then you just get back to writing again?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like, you know how the way I do the appointment, I'm like, you know, yeah, we can't meet, but I can meet you at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And yeah, but this and that, I can meet you at 8 or 9, I can meet you at 6 or 7, you know? It's the same deal in the appointment. I mean, they say, well, Rudy, do we have to? I mean, you don't have to. I'm not going to lie to them. You don't have to, but I'll tell you why you need to. And this is why. And once I tell him why, I assume that he understands that that's what he has to do. And if he can't afford it, he'll tell me, I hope.
I mean, so it's almost like they're just kind of testing you to see if you're going to back down. And as soon as they realize that, no, this is like the best surgeon in town for mortgage protection, we don't need a second opinion.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I mean, what happens if, I mean, because I'm sure it's happened to you once or twice in the last year where they actually could not afford what you're showing them. Then what happens?
Well, if they can't afford it, because I show them the Cadillac, the Mercedes-Benz with everything on it, you know, the CL600 that I want to buy. Well, that's what I show them. I show them everything on it. I mean, everything. Everything that I can put on there. I mean, if they're 60, obviously I can't show them everything, but everything that I can put on there. And if they, like, jump out of their seat when I say it, or if they lean back or something, and I mean, I'm like, you know, I just make a face, and I'm like, well, you know, you should have told me you couldn't afford it. I mean, I don't say it like that, but I said, well, you should have told me. I mean, what's most important for you from these four bullet points that we went over? Is it the death benefit?
Yeah, the death benefit.
Okay, I was gonna go more into it because usually they don't respond right away.
Oh, okay.
Is it the death benefit? I mean, like if something happens to either one of you, just want the house to be paid off. Is that what it is? Okay, you should have told me, Patrick. I mean, we can just get you a death benefit, man. What were the pawns that I told you? 250 for you and 250 for Susie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be $90 a month for you, $90 a month for Susie. And I'm writing.
That's much better.
And usually what I say is, usually what I ask them is that better? I mean, of course it's better than 250. I'm not asking them if it's okay. I'm asking them if it's better.
It is better than 250. Better.
Yeah, it's better, so I'm writing. I'm writing. Writing the application, so.
Okay, now I'm sure there's a pessimist out there. And so, yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Pessimist, or Mrs. Pessimist. Yeah, we're equal here. And you're thinking, I know what's going on. Rudy submits a lot of business, and I see his name's on the leaderboard, but he's not getting paid because clients are canceling all their policies. What do you have to say to that, Rudy? Are they right?
85%, my friends. That 85% is what my placement ratio. Yeah, you're going to have some people cancel, and I don't let them go easily. I mean, they call me and say, Rudy, I found a better deal. I'm like, what is it? I know it's not better than what I gave you. What is it? Tell me what it is. Tell me who you got it with. I mean, is it just a term policy? I mean, Patrick, you should have told me you just wanted a term policy. I could do that for you. I thought you were interested in the rest of the benefits. I mean, you're not interested by disability? What if you get hurt? What if something happens to you or your wife? But if that's not what you want, I could get you a term policy. It's not a problem. You want to take a medical exam? You don't mind taking a medical exam? Blood and urine? You know, I ask them. I don't let them go easily. I already have the check.
How fast do your policies get issued?
These last couple weeks, it kind of slowed down, but usually about, I mean, if they're healthy for 4 days, they're usually issued paid in about 4 days, usually slide through. And if they have a medical condition, just write a book on it. You know, I carry that little blue book around with me and the underwriting guide, and I answer every question that's on there. Like for diabetes, when was it diagnosed? Where did it... What medication are they taking, when, doctor, if their medication has changed, what was it before, how can they contact their doctor, all that good stuff. I mean, how often do they check it, stuff like that. Put everything.
I mean, how do you have time to put everything on the applications if you've got to get to your next appointment? Be there after drive time within 1 hour from when you get in this house. I mean, are you writing the address down and everything on every application?
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, not the address. I've already got that. I write the name, write the driver's license number, social security number, where they were born, their income amount, beneficiaries, of course the plan. I fill out page 2 completely. And then the rest of the stuff, I just go over it really quick. And then medications and stuff like that, but I don't fill out everything.
What do you wear to your appointments?
Weekdays, I wear just, you know, slacks and a polo shirt or slacks and a button-up shirt. But on weekends, I wear jeans, some Nike Shox, and an A polo shirt. That's what I wear every stinking Saturday. And I mean, they don't say anything about it. If I'm walking to a house that's like looks real nice and it's like a $300,000 house, and here it's a mansion, by the way. I mean, I don't know what it is in your part of the country, but I mean, a $300,000 house here is huge. I still walk in with jeans and everything like. I say, y'all don't mind if I'm dressed like this, right? I mean, come on, it's Saturday. Our boss lets us dress like this. Kind of just lay back, you know?
All right. Objections. I mean, the first one I'm thinking of is they don't do check-o-matic. I mean, so how do you set them up for check-o-matic? You say something like, okay, now, do you want to have a bill, or would you like us to rip into your bank account each month?
Nah, when I get to the second page and I fill out, you know, the plan information and stuff, I ask them, y'all pay for this monthly? They say yes. I'm like, okay, well, monthly is done through your bank. You authorize your bank to pay for this every month. And I just keep going. I assume that that's okay. And if they have an objection, I mean, I just act like I do this, like, in every house. Like, I don't pause. I don't say, well, Monty, it's done to your bank account. And, you know, I kind of lean back in my chair and just wait for them to answer. I don't do that. I mean, I just say, okay, do you want to pay for this monthly? Yeah. Okay, Monty, it's done to your bank account. You authorize your bank to pay for this every month. Sometimes the question I get is, so do I have to call my bank? I'm like, no, you don't have to do anything. We do that for you. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. I mean, if you act confident, you act like you've done this before. I'm a big football fan, and I love Barry Sanders. The dude would score, like, touchdowns, and he would act like he was there before, and he would say, well, the reason why I act like that is because I act like I've been there before, and I act like I'm going to be there again. So, I mean, that's the way you got to act. I mean, it happens in every house. You already have, like, 5 checks in your car or whatever, or in your little folder. Or if you don't, act like you do. You'll start believing it after a while if you act for long enough.
Well, Rudy, we want to think about it. Can you come back to our house next Thursday about 6 o'clock?
If you want to think about it, what is it that you need to think about?
Well, we just need some time together, you know, by ourselves. You know, we just go over the budget, and, you know, that's just what we do. We have that rule. We have a 24-hour rule in our house where we don't do anything for 24 hours. And, of course, we have to pray about it. We're going to go light some candles. And, you know, today's the feast day of St. Polycarp, so we're going to probably pray to him. And, you know, to do same stuff that everybody does.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, Patrick, I don't normally do this, but which plan were you going with? You were going with the... I mean, it depends. I mean, I deviate. It's different with the... different folks and stuff like the different people, but I mean, if they were going for like the whole program, like the Cadillac or the Benz, I'm like, Patrick, is it a budget situation or do you need more coverage?
It's budget.
It's a budget situation. I mean, I normally don't do this, Patrick, and I don't know if my boss is going to be okay with it or not, but this is what I'll do for you and Susie. I mean, we're going to bring this price down to, and then I'll give them like the, you know, like the little Volvo price of like $70 or whatever, or $30 or whatever the case may be, just the Volvo price.
Are you making fun of my Volvo?
I know you drive a minivan. I give him the minivan price, and I say, Patrick, you know, I normally don't do this. I don't know if my boss is going to get upset with me or not, but this is what I'm going to do. Just because you need time, I know you need time, I understand that. We're going to get you covered on the basic program. I mean, just the basic program. It's just $30 a month. And then if you call me tomorrow, Patrick, and you say, Rudy, we've thought about it, we prayed about it, we slept on it, and I really want the whole program, I'm just a phone call away. Just let me know. And I start writing. I assume that is okay. I'm writing.
How many times have you been picked up and thrown out of a house?
Picked up. No one's ever touched me, but I have been thrown out of a house, man.
Oh, really?
Come on. And actually, this lady, I won't go into that.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, actually, this lady, I tend to remember the people that I don't close because they're not that many. But this lady, man, she really... I was real mad. She said everything was okay. We wrote the application. She wrote the checks. Everything was good. And then out of nowhere, she said, never mind, Rudy. Never mind. Let me have my check back. She just, like, snatched it from my hand. And she said, let me have that check back. I can't do it. I'm going to have to talk to my CPA and this, this, and that. And I said, I mean, I went through the whole rebuttal thing. I said, you know, I mean, let's start the process. You can call me tomorrow, talk to your CPA, have your CPA call me. I'll explain it to him. And if it's something that your CPA thinks you don't need to do, I mean, just let me know. You know, that's what it came down to. And then I kept pushing it, man. I kept pushing it. And she finally said, well, I am going to buy mortgage protection. And I feel like you're being too pushy. I feel like you're being too pushy and stuff like that. And I am going to need mortgage protection because I know I need it. And I need to buy it, but I'm just not going to buy it from you. And I said, okay. I mean, that's fine. You know, and I handed her my business card, and I said, well, if you're going to shop around, Mrs. Martinez, you're going to come right back to me because we've got the best plans. We've got the best plans for mortgage protection. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I've got. She handed the business card back to me. She said, get out of my house.
Oof.
She said, get out of my house, and I won't be needing this. You might as well use it on someone else. Go hand it to someone else because I don't need it. I said, okay, no problem. I didn't want to sell you insurance anyways.
And you remember this in vivid detail.
Yeah.
Five people you haven't closed total.
I remember, oh man. She kicked me out of her house.
Man, and that's out of, like, I'm guessing you got somewhere around 10 applications to 15 applications a week. That's out of, like, in roughly a year, probably 400, 500, 300 households.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
only
like...
one. Not bad?
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't care. I went to the next one, and I was getting off my car, and I said, I'm going to put on a show. I got kicked out of my out of that house, but that's okay.
Oh, well. Well, Rudy, what else do we need to know? I mean, you're the doctor. You're the surgeon. You're the guy who's here to prescribe my mortgage protection pain. I mean, to diagnose my pain and to prescribe a solution. So, you know, what else do we need to know as agents out there?
It's all attitude. It's all attitude, and I know y'all hate to hear that. Everybody does. It's all attitude. It's a frame of mind, let's put it that way. I mean, I get off the car saying I'm going to put on a show, I'm going to act. I'm going to act like, you know, I mean, I do care, but I'm going to act like I'm going to let them see that I care, you know. I mean, I can't just be there. And when I tell them, you're acting, man. That's all it is. I'm in the house and I say, you know, you care about the family. You care about the family having a paid for place to live in if something were to happen to either one of you. Now I lean in, I get close to them, and I kind of lower my voice a little bit. I mean, I don't just walk in and say, and this is what I mean by it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. I don't just walk in there and say, well, Patrick and Susie, you know, I know you care about the family and you care about the family having to pay for a place to live in if something happens to you. You see the difference? I hope I'm making sense. I don't want to
just
talk here and not make any sense. So I hope I'm getting across what I think I'm getting across.
Well, let's say you are. I mean, let's just be crazy and say that the person listening to this tape is going to take what Rudy's doing, what you're doing, Rudy, and they're actually going to apply it. I mean, come on. I mean, is there anybody else in this world who can be as successful as you are? Are you the top guy, and there's nobody else who's ever going to write as much business as you have written?
Let's ask Daniel. Now I'm playing.
Are you still with us or are you asleep? You're long asleep.
No,
that's why you're number one, Rudy.
No, I'm kidding. That's not what it is. I mean, it's worth work ethic. I mean, you can't make $5,000 a week or $250,000 a year working, you know, 10 hours a week. I don't think you can. I mean, tell me what it is. That's legal. I mean, I won't do anything illegal, but if you can find something that's legal and you can make that kind of money, I'll do it. It's work ethic. What I tell, I mean, I don't know if you remember or not. Earlier in the call, we talked about some of my agents. I mean, I've got a couple agents that actually have a higher care ratio than I do. Why did I produce 11,000 and this next agent or those agents produced like less than half of what I did? Because I took 30 leads and they took 10 each. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, a lot of people are scared of a high lead bill, but they don't understand that the more leads you take, the more money you're going to make.
What kind of care ratio are you sitting on? How many? For every 10 leads you get, roughly how many applications are you going to submit?
This I don't want to make any excuses or anything, but I'll tell you why the reason. I mean, I've got a 40% close ratio for February. I'm pretty upset because it should be around 60 to 70%. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't take any leads this week. I kind of want to get that up and improve that because I got swamped with leads the last couple weeks. And it was kind of tough for me to maintain a 60 to 70% care ratio, but I didn't take any leads this week. Just handed them to my agents, and it should be 60 to 70%. I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, about a month and a half ago, you were getting, we told them send us every lead we could, and we were getting, what, 2 leads a week? Am I making up numbers?
No, man. Three weeks in a row I think we got 3, 2, and then 4, something like that.
And Andy kept saying, they're coming, Rudy. Because you've shown us that you care about these clients and you care about submitting business and getting and taking care of business, we're going to get them to you. Just hang in there, man. Now, what did they slam you with in February?
I had 301 leads as a team. I took 109 leads myself. 301 as a team. So I was slammed.
You were slammed. Andy was right. And I don't know about the rest of the country, but I think to get that kind of lead flow, that kind of commitment from NAA, to let you be responsible for that many families, that shows that that you've done your part over the last year and shown, and it hasn't taken a year, but you've done your part with the leads and you've proven to NAA what you're worth, Rudy. And so, I mean, that's why they're putting that investment in you. But I'm proud of you for taking those leads and continuing to work them until you solve every family's need out of that batch. I'm seriously proud of you. Well, I mean, it looks like we're just about done. So, I mean, okay, well, I mean, this is it. Let's say this is the only tape that you're going to give to your agents. That's it. You guys, let's say you got a guy named there out there named Jose or Jose B or Jose C, and all he's going to ever get is this tape. What, is there anything else on there that you want him to know about?
He needs to have a 50% close ratio. No, I mean, that's about it. I think there's no real secret to anything in this. It's just my whole deal. I mean, I started saying it since the beginning. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And just you're acting. I mean, you're an actor, and it's an attitude thing. You act like you own the place. I mean, you act like you know what you're talking about. And hopefully you do know what you're talking about, so you can act like you do. So that's about it. I mean, I've always said there's no real secret to it. I just work. I'm up at 5 o'clock. I get a quick workout, hit the office, and it's 11 o'clock now, and I'm still in the office. So that's basically what my day's like. I'm not saying that everybody has to work like me to make good money, but I've got bigger goals. So that's why I'm here.
Hey, Rudy, I appreciate you taking the time to do this tonight. I know you've only got a few hours before you got to get up and start hitting the weight rooms again. But, man, I appreciate you for changing lives. I mean, you're changing clients' lives, and you're changing a lot of agents' lives, and not just in the group, Rudy, but by other people here in the state. You're changing lives all across the country. So thank you for being you. And Rock On, let's have a tremendous 2005.
No problem.